What is this color and season thing everyone is talking about, and how can it really make you look and feel the best you've ever felt? On today's episode of Just Nicole Life Changes After 40, I will share more about how it could really be that life-changing. Stay tuned. Do you ever find yourself walking down the street admiring another woman's outfit or her overall look? Do you catch yourself wishing you could pull that off? Then you start to beat yourself up in your own head that it would never work for you anyway because of your body shape and the extra weight you've been carrying, or because of your lifestyle or your job. You tell yourself, I'm a mom, I could never pull that off. Or, I just can't get that last 10 pounds of weight off. Or maybe you stop and ask her where she got that outfit, you head directly into the store, you get the same thing, and when it doesn't work for you, you reiterate all those things in your head again. And let me tell you, you're not alone. I would think that the majority of women, and even men, go through the same struggle every day. Just not quite sure how to dress their body, or afraid to add that little something that makes them feel complete for fear of what others would think. For those of you who know me, it's diamonds. I must have sparkle in my outfit to feel complete. Without it, I feel a little dull and boring. I used to feel like I had to justify it when I would be dressed up, but now I know that in order to feel confident and put together, I just must be wearing sparkle. But I am here to tell you all of those things that you're telling yourself, they aren't true. Clothing is not a one-size-fits-all style, and it's so much about individuality and personality. And my job is also to help you understand and appreciate your natural coloring, whether it's warm or cool, bright or blended, and how to honor your unique body structure and personality. Let me give you an example. If you have a rectangle table and all you have is a circle tablecloth to put on that rectangle table, it's not quite going to do the job. It might cover parts of the table, but it doesn't fit. There are going to be pieces of that table that are exposed and sticking out funny, and most importantly, it'll just look wrong. And our bodies are the same. If you have a very dramatic, straight body, you cannot dress it with clothing intended for somebody who is rounded with curves. This person is going to look like they're wearing an oversized tablecloth. It's going to look messy, and it's going to make them appear as though they're carrying more weight than they actually are. And for people who have curves, who need more drape in their clothing, who dress themselves in tight fitted clothing with asymmetrical lines, they're not only going to feel very uncomfortable, but they're going to look very unapproachable. And now imagine in your day-to-day life and the roles that you play. If you come across as very unapproachable and uncomfortable, you may not get that promotion, or you may not get hired for that specific job, or there might even be a trust factor that wavers because you don't look like you have the confidence or feel confident about the job you were trying to perform. It really does affect everything in our lives. So in my style class, we are going to look at your body and do some body measurements to tell you what your architecture is and how we should dress that specifically. We'll also do a personality quiz to determine a little bit more about what makes you feel beautiful in your clothing. Personality really is a huge piece to that. It's the finishing touch to your everyday look. We are going to talk about buying budgets, capsule wardrobes, if your clothing personality can work with the current trends and fads, and how to make them work for your personality. Because again, we don't want to wear something just because it's current. We want to be able to add the pieces to dress it up the way that makes us feel more authentic. We're going to talk about the types of patterns and the scale of your patterns and accessories. We will talk hairstyles, necklines, and even the size and structure of the purse that works best for you. So many details to make you feel authentic in your clothing every day. Imagine the money you will save buying things that you know will work for your body, your personality, and your lifestyle. Instead of buying something just because you think it's cute, but then never feeling confident or comfortable enough to wear it outside of your closet. No more of the days of putting something on and ripping it right back off because it just doesn't feel right. Now, the second piece of what really makes you look your best is color. Color is black and white. It is what it is. Style is our body structure and how we feel in our clothing. The color is what we were born with. Our subcutaneous layer of skin is either warm or cool, and we are either bright or blended. So when you come into my studio and sit in my chair, we are going to drape warm and cool colors to determine which ones make you more clear, more seen, and more healthy. And I will not tell you that you can't wear a color, because there are no fashion police on the street to tell you that the color is wrong. And I know a lot of you right now are thinking, I love black, I will always wear black regardless of what she says, or I won't even attend an appointment because I don't want her to tell me I can't wear black. So keep wearing black. I am going to give you the knowledge of what the right colors are so that you can make better buying decisions so your whole wardrobe can harmonize together and look beautiful every time you put it on. And we will find the colors that look the best on you, and if black is not one of your colors, we will find one that's even better than black. Have you ever looked in the mirror and said to yourself, gosh, I got a good night's sleep, but I really look tired. Or my skin looks like I could be sick, and those age spots are really starting to stand out today. So what do? You add a little concealer. But I would guess that the majority of the time, it's because you're wearing the wrong color. If you are somebody who has warm undertones, but you're wearing cool colors, your skin is going to look ashy or even a little colder blue. If you are somebody who needs cool, but you are wearing warm colors, your skin is going to look a little more sallow or sick. Maybe like you just had a really bad spray tan and your skin is looking a little orange. But either way, if you are wearing the wrong colors, your skin is just not going to look its best. So this is where we go back to what I first mentioned at the beginning of the episode. What you see is what you believe. So if what you see is not good, that's what your mind thinks. And we want to give you the confidence you need to look in the mirror every day and see that you are beautiful. So if you choose to wear a color that is not one within your season, you may find yourself looking in the mirror, noticing these things, but also understanding why. Instead of beating yourself up over getting older or being tired, you can just go change your shirt. And then it will also be much easier to take those colors that are wrong and donate them to somebody who can use them. On the next episode of Just Nicole, Life Changes After 40, I am super excited to bring in one of my most memorable clients, Celeste. Celeste, her sister, and sister-in-law blessed me with their presence in the same appointment, and being a musical family, they would sing beautiful notes when the color would look great, and then they would do this terrible dun-dun-dun when the color was bad. And now certain colors remind me of them, so at every appointment, I usually think about these ladies. They bring so much joy with their beautiful voices, but they also love the transformation of color and share the joy with everyone they run into about their color journey. So I thought it was fitting to bring Celeste in to hear from her why she made the decision to get her colors done and what that transition has been like for her. So if you're still on the fence and not quite sure how this color process could really benefit you, click subscribe now to make sure you don't miss out on the next episode. And if you're ready to invest in yourself, you can check out my website at beautifulboutique.net and book your own color or style consultation to unlock that mystery. Hope to see you soon.